The US and Iran have agreed to start peace talks, and a big thorny issue that needs to be worked out is the Iranian regime's nuclear program. The two countries will spend 60 days thrashing out the complexities of what the US and many other countries hope achieves a simple goal to stop Iran from ever developing nuclear weapons. US President Donald Trump's talking up the prospect of this being achieved.
The main thing is that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. They fully agreed to that with strong policing powers, and they won't have a nuclear weapon, which is what it was all about.
But will it all be that simple? Global observers highlight Iran as a brutal dictatorship which oppresses its people and supports terrorist groups in the Middle East. So the idea of it being nuclear armed is a serious global concern. But how did we get to these latest round of talks? Why have previous efforts to deal with Iran's nuclear program fallen apart? Let's go back just over a decade. The US and other major powers struck a deal with Iran which aimed to prevent it from developing nuclear weapons. The agreement came after long and torturous negotiations. The complexities involved levels of uranium enrichment. That means the huge effort it takes turning the element into a material which can be used to make a weapon. Basically, the deal was Iran would wind back its program and keep its enrichment at low levels for civilian uses. International inspectors would visit the country and check they were sticking to the rules. In response, Iran got sanctions relief, and by all accounts, Tehran stuck to the agreement. But US President Donald Trump thought it was a bad deal, and in 2018, he pulled his country out of it. That meant the whole thing fell apart. Iran started enriching its uranium to levels so high, experts were worried they were getting close to being able to make a nuclear bomb. Now, along the way, Iran's always denied it's trying to build a nuclear weapon, but modern nuclear power plants generally use fuel enriched up to 5%. Iran was enriching uranium up to 60%, a short step from the roughly 90% weapons grade. So last June, the US and Israel made the move to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. But while those attacks destroyed or badly damaged uranium enrichment plants, much of the key material they produced is thought to have survived. So now, with negotiations about to start again, speculation is building about what Iran might agree to. Donald Trump says he wants the enriched uranium to be removed and shipped out, or destroyed. But Iran's pushing back on this. So a compromise may be to downblend or dilute the enriched uranium. The other question is, will Iran be allowed to enrich uranium at all, or only a little? And how will the international community be sure the regime isn't doing it in secret? Patrick Clawson is the director for research at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Iran has got quite a bit of enriched uranium. It'll be hard to dig that stuff out. It's under rubble. And it'll require a lot of inspections by the International Atomic Energy Agency to verify that we've got it at all.
Analysts say the US president has a huge task ahead, achieving in negotiations a better deal for his country than the 2015 agreement he effectively got rid of. So, if Donald Trump fails to get what he wants, he risks political backlash, and if negotiations fail, the fighting could start up all over again.